In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, we are now celebrating Advent season in the Christian Church, and quite a good number of people, not only in this country or in this continent, but around the world, at least those that are somehow connected to the Christian faith, are now getting prepared for celebrating Christmas. It's a major celebration, no doubt about that. And it does bring some sweet memories to all of us. As conservative Lutherans, we'll never forget when we were kids about the coming of Santa. In my tradition, in my Brazilian church, Santa would come only after the kids' special program on the Christmas Eve on the 24th. So I remember that after the special Christmas Eve program for the children, my dad always wanted to take a ride, you know, throughout the city to see the lights, the decoration, and I was crazy to go home because, you know, the gifts would be there. We had been in church, so the gifts were there, and I never understood why, when we would go to that service, my mom would always be late. I couldn't understand that. Well, later, you know, came to know a little bit more about, you know, how Santa works in some, you know, in some cultures. So, no doubt it brings, you know, sweet memories and it's good, you know, it builds up, etc. But what we see around us, what's going on around us, and sometimes we are taken by what's going on around us. You know, people are busy. They are running. You know, they are getting prepared to receive relatives or friends or getting prepared to travel, like, you know, most of us, you know, on this campus here. The house has to be decorated. The Christmas tree is supposed to be up and decorated. The turkey or the ham is supposed to be tasty and well-baked, and evidently we cannot forget, you know, the gifts. They got to be ready to go. And what we feel is that there is a busy spirit around in the air in order to get prepared to a joyful celebration Christmas in a few more days. In this context, that's when I was reading, you know, Psalm 62, well, the whole psalm, but I'll take one verse, the first verse. In this context, I was asking myself, what's the relevance of Psalm 62:1 to our situation, to our Advent celebration, and preparation for the second Advent? I'm here quoting ESV. It says, verse 1, "For God alone my soul waits in silence." Now, this is a tricky verse. Could be a little bit complicated to translate. If we try to do it literally, we have something like this. You know, only or truly, it's emphatic, towards God in silence or in a still waiting is my being, my whole life. It says, my whole existence in silence will be or is with God only. Well, it establishes a locus of peace and quiet. And what locus is that? It's God himself. He is the one in whom his baptized people wait in silence. And what's the reason for this waiting? For laying on God the whole existence of someone, of our whole life. It's what comes in the second half of the verse. Again, some loaded words there. From him comes my salvation. So what's the reason to be quiet and waiting in God? My salvation comes from him. So what's the reason for this more contemplative type of attitude? God has provided salvation to his people. He has brought them out of captivities. He has defeated their enemies. He has given them the promised land. Later, he has sent his only son to fulfill the salvation for all peoples. And this Advent and Christmas, we are celebrating the first coming, the incarnation of the Son of God, to bring us salvation and eternal life in the perspective of the second Advent. So no doubt that this is a strong reason to contemplate quietly, in silence, in faith, God's salvation in his first Advent, as we also get prepared for his second Advent. Back to our Christmas preparations, Advent celebration, Christmas preparation. There is nothing wrong to get prepared for Christmas with our friends, relatives, family, etc. But we don't need to keep running. We don't need to get caught by the busy spirit we feel in the air. Evidently that, money, profits, etc. has a lot to do with that. This text, or at least verse 1 of Psalm 62, invites us to be quiet in our heart, to be in silence, in a peaceful state, in a still waiting. Perhaps we have to relearn how to be quiet. How just learn, listen, and learn from God. How to be in silence, in a contemplative attitude in regard to what we are celebrating. After all, we got a baby. In a few more days, we'll be celebrating anniversary of the incarnation of Jesus Christ. There is nothing wrong just sitting and learning from him, contemplating him, sticking our whole life to him, because our salvation comes from him. And this in silence, in quietness. This is the simple recipe for this Advent season and for our Christmas celebration. To have our eyes fixed on Jesus, to have our lives saved and forgiven by him, and keep waiting in him and for him in silence, in a quiet attitude. Why? Because he is the locus, he is the source of a peaceful life. Salvation comes from him. And this is what our text invites us today, to prepare ourselves to celebrate Advent and to prepare ourselves to celebrate Christmas. And I'm sure you're going to agree with me that our families need this. Our congregations need this. Our national church needs this silent attitude. Our world needs to be more quiet and learn from God Himself, and He Himself incarnated in the Bethlehem's baby. So, and why is this possible? Yes, salvation comes from Him, and He gives us this freely in Jesus. May God provide it to all of us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.